Welcome to Season 8, Episode 4 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about shortcuts to Bible study. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about our topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. I remember one time being sent an article through email that was written by a Catholic, and the beginning of the article talked about the great burden it is to study the Bible. And after all, the author reasoned that we are just so busy, and there's just not time for us to study the Bible on our own. He then talked about the great blessing that we have in the Catholic Church. He argued that we really do not have to study. We can just listen to what the Church tells us. And what a comfort to know that we do not have to bother taking time ourselves to study God's Word. This is an example of a great problem in religion. Many people do not want to study, and they come up with different excuses that they are busy, that they do not understand, they can just listen to the church, and the church can tell them. So instead of studying the Bible, they look for shortcuts. They look for ways to get around having to study or study very much themselves. In this episode, we're going to talk about 5 shortcuts to Bible study and notice what the Bible has to say about them. Shortcut number 1, use your own common sense. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble by assuming we know something. In the same way, people often assume they know what would be pleasing to God. In discussing the process of revelation, Paul said the only way we can know what God's will is for him to tell us. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:11, "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God." We cannot assume to know what God wants, for his ways and his thoughts are far higher than our own, Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us. Our assumptions, or our, what we might say, common sense, are not a safe guide. The wise man said, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death," Proverbs 14:12. We cannot use our own common sense if we want to make sure we study the Bible properly. Shortcut number 2, follow the majority. There is sometimes a temptation to judge a position or a particular doctrine by the number of people who hold it. After all, how could the majority of people be wrong? It is also easier to just go along with the larger number, with what the majority believes. But the Scriptures teach those of the larger number are generally going to be wrong. Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it," Matthew 7:13 and 14. Shortcut number 3, believe what your family believes. Instead of examining the Scriptures, many simply go along with what their family believes or has believed. Some refuse to study, believe, or obey because of how their family will react. But Jesus warned us that we must be ready to stand apart from our family if they reject him. Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." He then said, "A man's enemies will be the members of his household," Matthew 10:34 through 36. Some will not accept the truth because it means they must recognize the lost state of their relatives, and often this is about those who have passed on. But one thing we learn from the story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 is that if someone is lost and they die in that state, they do not want their loved ones to follow them. We must not let someone else's lost condition hinder us from studying the Bible. On the other hand, we may have family members that do believe the truth. In this case, we must accept the truth, but not because our family believes it. We must accept it because it is the truth. Shortcut number 4, do what you've always done. People often will assume that what they are doing is right. They simply follow their traditions, even though Jesus condemned people for following the traditions of men in Matthew 15:1-9. It is arrogant to assume that a thing is right simply because we believe it or practice it. Instead of ignoring God's word and arrogantly believing that we are right, we need to humbly accept the word, James 1:21 says. Now, of course, not all traditions are bad. Paul told the brethren in Thessalonica to stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. The traditions we are to keep are those that have been passed down by the apostles and revealed to us in the word of God. And we need to continually examine our traditions to make sure they come from apostolic teaching and are not simply man-made traditions. In shortcut number 5, we can follow well-known or well-respected preachers. Some men are known for being faithful and sound gospel preachers. And some, through writing and gospel meeting work, are known all over the country, or even some all over the world. It could be easy to let our guard down when listening to such men preach and assume that these ones are right on any given topic. But we must not think of men above that which is written, 1 Corinthians 4:6. Well-known and well-respected preachers can be wrong. Remember the example of Peter. In Antioch, Paul said he opposed him to his face because he stood condemned, Galatians 2:11. Instead of blindly following what some preacher says, no matter how good of a reputation he has, we should follow the example of the Bereans, who were commended as being noble-minded because they received the word from Paul with eagerness, but examined the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so, Acts 17:11. They found out for themselves whether Paul's message was the truth before accepting it. And we need to do the same thing today. Now, instead of following these shortcuts, we need to look to the Bible and see what it says regarding our study of the Word of God. We must recognize our individual responsibility. Each one of us individually will stand before Christ in judgment and give an account to Him, 2 Corinthians 5:10 tells us. Since we are individually responsible for our salvation, we must make time to study. It must be a priority, and we must study with an open mind, understanding that God's Word is right, no matter what we think or what anyone else thinks about a matter. Paul said in Romans 3:4, "Let God be true, though every man be a liar." We must approach the Word of God with humility and seek to apply what we learn. James said in James 1:22, "Prove yourselves doers of the Word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves." Let us not try to find shortcuts to studying the Bible. Instead, we need to be diligent in our study so that we can learn what the will of God is and how we can be pleasing to Him. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about how God is able to establish you. Until then, I hope you have a great week.